our praise.
We've waited for this day. We're gathered in your name.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see everybody here today. I see a lot of survivors from yesterday's work day. To be honest with you, I thought it was like seniors discount day. It seemed like only the seniors are here yesterday. And man, we all kicked butt, took names. Looks like we're all kind of sore, moving a little slow. So
never
if the young people...
Never underestimate the old people.
Huh?
Don't underestimate
Oh, not
the
you.
Old
You're
people.
Way too young. My age and above. No, it's so, yeah. So I just want to thank God for all the volunteers. Every single person who was here yesterday made a big difference. We did a ton of work. We moved a mountain yesterday, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that made time on an awesome Saturday come and give it to church service. So thank you so much for everybody that worked yesterday. So let's start off by saying good morning to each other, and then we'll get going. Well, good morning again. Well, this morning I'm going to be talking about the rapture, which the word rapture, you can't find that in the Bible anywhere, but the theology of rapture is throughout the whole Bible, from cover to cover. And so today I will be touching on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it's kind of the best snapshot picture of the future, of what rapture is going to look like and what we'll experience. But I'm also going to like teach some theology on the rapture, because hope, the definition of hope is having the confidence and expectation of something good happening. And so as Christians, we can hope in the rapture. No matter what's going on around us, whether it gets better or it gets worse, we can live with hope. An expectation of good, and there's nothing better than Jesus coming back. Amen? And so I thought today would be a good day to celebrate our future. And that's what communion is. So sometimes, you know, we're really good at remembering communion celebrates what Jesus did for us. And that's true. But that's only half of communion. The other half of communion is celebrating what he's going to do. He's for sure coming back for me unless I die and meet him in heaven. And the way I feel today be a good day to meet the Lord in heaven. Amen? I would love to have him make all these notes worthless. I'd love to have Jesus preach the rapture for us today. Wouldn't that be awesome? And then me just talking about a little bit, we wouldn't even need any of that stuff. We'd be up in heaven going, oh, it was exactly like what the Bible said. We should have encouraged each other more about that. It was exactly right. Can you believe this? So let's just get that mindset going right now. Communion, Emerson was just asking me, what's all this stuff? So I was able to tell her, well, we celebrate what Jesus did for us, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, but we also celebrate what he's going to do for us. So first half, absolutely. Second half, absolutely. So I got, I have one last announcement. I've been hitting the same two announcements for a while. We don't have a church work day coming up this Saturday. It was yesterday. Yay! Hallelujah! We survived. But we do have the meeting on Wednesday night, so we're going to continue with the Wednesdays. We're going through a book called The Tipping Point by Jimmy Evans. And you can get it on audiobook. You can get it on written book, printed book. You can get all that stuff. It's available in many places on the internet. So if you just Google Tipping Point or Jimmy Evans, you'll find what you're looking for with that book. And we're just kind of going through it and talking about it and talking about how it relates to us right now and the future. Because I think now more than ever, and that's why I've been going through the book of Revelation, now more than ever, we need to know what the Bible says and what it says about us and our future. Amen? Many people are wondering about end times. But if you're not familiar with your Bible, that's all you're going to do is wonder. And so that's why I started going through the book of Revelation. And today I'm talking about rapture, because the whole book of Revelation is made up of three things. They spend the first chapter, and by they I mean Jesus and John, and Jesus reveals himself to John. The whole first chapter, he's just talking about Jesus. And he tries to say all these titles and names, which are awesome, but I get the sense that he just ran out of words, because Jesus is more than what our little pea brains and our vocabulary can describe. And so the first part is who Jesus is. The second part of Revelation, we already covered this, was the condition of the condition. All seven churches, he says, well, you know, this church is doing this good, but I got this problem. This church is doing great at this, but I have this problem. And he went through all of them. We already went through all that stuff. Now, before we go into the judgment and the tribulation and all the rest of what the last 15 chapters of Revelation is all about, we have to realize rapture happens before judgment. And that's why I'm stopping right here after chapter 5 before we go on to 6. And we're going to talk about the rapture, because Jesus took our judgment. Again, great symbolism here. We celebrate this because Jesus took our judgment. And so today we're going to go about rapture. We're going to turn the corner, or a new term I keep hearing on the radio, it's a whole ministry now, is we're going to pivot. And so if you were ever in sports or in the military, you know what that means. You set your foot and you pivot to go in a different direction. And so today we've been talking about Jesus, been talking about the condition of the church. We're going to talk about rapture. We're going to set our point. We're going to set our foot, and we're going to pivot and start looking at the judgment that anyone who doesn't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior will go through unless they die before that. So, Father, I just thank you for all you're doing with us here. Lord, I know I just covered a lot, but with you, there's always a lot to cover. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to hear what you have to say to each one of us about these end days, these final days and the final days, in the moment of time that we find ourselves living in. Would you please speak to us? Don't speak to us for our partner next to us or our neighbor next to us or the person sitting in front of us. Would you please speak to us, spirit to spirit, so that we can have a great confidence and be filled with great joy in you. Would you please do that in Jesus' name? Amen. So Wednesday, 6 o'clock, going through Tipping Point. Bring your own meal, whatever you want to eat. Or if you don't want to eat, just come in at 6. We're going to fellowship, eat a little bit, and then we'll go over the book and go over that material. It'll be time to pray for each other in there too. So can I have the ushers come up and we'll take the offering? Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for your great love for each one of us. Lord, I thank you that you take us right where we're at. You continue to build Christ into us. You continue to form your Son in us. You continue to make us look more like your Son from glory to glory. And so today, Lord, as we take up this offering, we're giving to you out of cheerful hearts, Lord. We want to give to you in your kingdom and see you glorified and your kingdom extended. Would you please do that with this offering, Father? We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, come on up after the baskets go by you.
Good morning, everyone. Will you please stand, and we're going to enter into the throne room of God. Isn't it good that we can enter in there? Are we all looking forward to that day when we stand in his presence and can see him? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to worship our Lord and Savior today. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. Stop us, and if our God is with us, then what could stand again? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Awesome in power, our God. Sing that again. Our God is greater. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, changing hearts and faith declare, and our song is
worship you, Lord, in this place. There's no other like you. I have seen a light.
I have seen a light like the break of dawn.
Denise is going to lead the next song for us.
The beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you
are What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
No other name but yours, O God, we worship and adore the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the beginning.
Lord Jesus, you're the one and only. You are the King above all kings. Yours is the name above all names. You are the one and only true and absolute victor. You're the only one that's truly ever been undefeated, that's never lost, ever. You're the only one that can ever say that. And Lord, I'm just so grateful that you did it for us. I'm glad that you triumphed over sin for us. You triumphed over the grave for us. And I'm just so grateful and thankful, Lord. Thank you, God, for every single person here today. Thank you, Lord, for every person in this family. I ask your blessing, your encouragement, your strength upon each one of us today, Lord, and this whole family here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. Please bless us, Lord, with more than stuff, Lord. Please bless us with your presence. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Amen. I believe that Matt's got a prophetic gifting, and we're working together to try to put a sharp edge on that, try to hone it. And right now he's getting the sense that some chains are about to be broken right now. So if you felt you came in here and you got a chain that needs breaking, why don't you just come on up here right now. I'd like to anoint you with oil and pray for you for that chain to get broke. I'm not going to make any other description. If you want some freedom, come on up and we'll pray for you.
Okay, so with children's ministry, obviously we're doing, the kids are back downstairs, right, Lily? Woohoo! So we're doing a new bathroom thing, so when they get released, they're going to go out in the bath near out the hallway, and then they're going to use the restroom and wash their hands, and then they go downstairs, and we're doing a curriculum with building blocks, and it's about building character. So be sure to ask your kiddos what they're learning. So, with great pleasure, I can say the kids can be released. Yay!
Thank you, Angie.